Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Jay, Zach, Alana, Matt, and Rob.
What's up?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
And today we're playing Turbo Golf Racing again, and we're talking about Fallout Season 1, Episode 6. I thought this was a very enjoyable episode.
You said that about all of them. Not that it wasn't enjoyable. Why do we have Back in Time 339-1 on here?
I like this show.
You like the show.
I like the show.
Yeah. I like the show too.
We all like the show.
Wait,
thanks, Bezos.
Did you guys get invites? Because I have
I got advice.
Can I get an invite again?
Who's back in time 3991?
I'm not back in time 3991.
Jake, can you kick this guy?
Shout out to Back in Time 3991.
Yeah, what the heck is this? Everyone leave.
All right, Fallout. So the beginning is we have a great...
A commercial.
A commercial that looks supposed to look like the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's got some Rod Sterling energy.
Yeah, but it also looks like the bad guy from Fallout New Vegas where he does that thing where he stands in the shadow.
Everybody's off their game. Alana's like angry at the world.
No.
I'm angry at everything.
I'm angry at one person. Yeah.
Matt, would you rather this or like yawning?
Oh, would you rather?
Why you say that for the end? Okay, that's a great question. Give me some time to think about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think I'd rather do yawning because now I'm afraid you're going to yell at me if I say the wrong thing. I don't want to get yelled at. Yeah. So the Volta, he goes and he talks about how the scientists and how Vault-Tec is selling vaults, selling spots, which is going to be, which is an important plot point for this episode and possibly going forward. Yes. Do you think Amazon, the biggest corporation in the world, almost, I got to be up there, it's going to have yet another anti-capitalist TV show?
That's why capitalism is so great.
Yeah. Anti-capitalism sells.
Yep. Can you guys remind me what the other anti-capitalist show was?
The Boys.
Was it The Boys? Yeah.
Because Vaught is like the devil.
I mean, is it anti-capitalist or is it anti-corporatist?
Halo's not on Amazon.
Oh, that's true.
Is Invincible anti-capitalist? I haven't seen it, but I just assumed.
Not really.
Not really.
Okay.
They don't really talk about it.
Doesn't even know what it is.
They don't really talk about money on Invincible. They just, they're all fine.
It's too much punching. It's just all punching.
I sent you re-invites.
So that's so he gets the commercial, he talks to his wife, and his wife is a corporate flunky for Vault-Tec. So she's in. She's all in on the family business, as she calls it.
Yeah, and I guess he's not just doing one ad for Vault-Tec, he's doing a whole campaign.
Sure.
Multimedia blitz. In all capacities.
We are in the game.
Yeah, we are getting going here. I like that there's he talks about fighting in Alaska to Bud Askins.
Yeah, in the T-60s or whatever.
The power armors. And we learned he fought in the war, or I guess one of the wars. Mm. Well, you know?
Yeah, the...
Against Alaska. I mean, not Alaska. In Alaska against the Russians.
Against the Russians.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Against the Rusties.
And this is a reference to, it's an event in the games, but it's also a DLC in Fallout 3 called Operation Anchorage, I think, where you play one of the guys who is fighting there.
Oh, interesting.
I wanted to share that.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Good share.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So he goes into his house. Well, there's the party in his house. And there's a poster for a man and his dog. And I feel like that's got to be a reference to a boy and his dog.
Which is?
Right.
I did not even get that reference. Oh.
So.
Yeah, I didn't get that reference either.
Rob and I discussed it briefly. It's a book written by Harlan Ellison.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like the inspiration for a lot of post-apocalyptic movies and the Fallout games. In the sense that it's about a boy and his telepathic dog. His dog who's telepathic, right?
Dog's telepathic.
Yeah, so they talk to each other.
Mm.
That's right.
Wait, so dog's telepathic or it can speak English?
The dog's telepathic.
Maybe our dog in the show is telepathic.
So
maybe that was what that shot was.
Crazy.
Spoken a lot. Jeez.
What?
Nothing.
So the boy's nuts.
Very young, Don Johnson.
Why are you talking about people's nuts?
What?
Alan asked if the dog can actually talk, or if it's all in the boy's head. Whoa.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's all in the boy's head.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then they're on the surface and they're scavenging to survive and fighting to live, and then they meet people who live in an underground vault.
Mm.
So.
What?
So it sounds like they owe
sounds
Harlan
like
Ellison
a rip-off.
Money. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pay
yeah.
me.
Yeah. I won't. Some other stuff happens, but you'll have to read the book to see it for yourself.
I dressed for Comic-Con in San Diego, and nobody understood the reference, though. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not
the most popular.
Another anecdote in the life of Rob.
Yeah.
Another failed anecdote.
Brag
yeah.
about going to Comic-Con.
Yeah, yeah, seriously. Look at San Diego.
Not.
I'm super cool and hip. I have money. I can fly.
All right.
It's true.
This podcast is an anti-capitalist, or is it?
I love money.
It's not like Idiocracy. I like money.
Anyway, we learn. So then there's the house party with all of his wife's buddies.
It was a nice house.
Bud Askins is super creepy.
Creepy?
He's just friendly.
No, he's creepy.
Nah, he's creepy.
He's a creep. Come on.
Yeah.
He either wants to bang the cowboy or his wife. I'm not sure which.
Or both.
Right.
He's going to get his comeuppance, I assume, at some point.
Well,
he's probably going to get...
Also... Yeah.
He's getting blown up.
Oh, fuck.
Is that what you mean?
Triple
bone. Oh, my God.
Cooper / school is going to mess him up somehow.
You think he's going to kill him?
I don't think so. He's not malicious. He's just a representation of everything that Cooper doesn't like. And we meet the guy who's the voice of the robot.
Yeah. So do you guys recognize this actor?
From What We Do in the Shadows, right?
Barry. Yeah, he's great.
Oh yeah, that guy.
I know him from the IT Crowd. In fact, close enough.
Oh yeah. That's a good call.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's the voice of Codsworth, the robot. Robot Butler.
Yeah, the robot.
Butler.
I like his commentary. It's very appropriate for what's happening today, of the fact that he's like, they gave me a fucking robot. As if I want to come into my own house and listen to myself ask if I want to sit down for the day. Much like Scarlett Johansson currently suing for voice likeness.
Except that he entered into a contract to do it. So it's not exactly the same situation.
But, I mean, it's darn close considering that happened like literally this week while we're recording.
Yeah. They couldn't have planned it, but it is spooky.
Spooky!
Coincidence? But yeah. Anyway, yeah.
All right, so meanwhile, the ghoul is taken by some cops
Government.
The government.
I'm sorry, dude. I have a couple more things I wanted to mention before we go into that, which is he says we're all products now. That's what Hollywood's about.
That's true.
And then also we learned that Howard was canceled by Hollywood because he's pink. He's a commie.
Wait, what? Howard, like Cooper Howard?
Cooper Howard, yeah. He says he was...
No, they're commies. And he's not.
Right.
So he was canceled by Hollywood, but not because they are a bunch of commies and he's
red-blooded
American who cares about freedom. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, no. Yeah, you're right. Okay, anyways, yeah. So we meet the sheriffs at the super super duper mart.
Fuck this level.
The government coming after you. Yeah. Making sure you can't profit off of the little people.
I guess they're part of the new California Republic.
Do you think so? I thought they just declared themselves to be the government.
Yeah, the new Republic of California basically fell apart or got destroyed. And then people are just trying to vie for their own money.
Right. That's what I thought too.
It would have been more interesting if they actually were the government, but they're not.
I was disappointed that they looked like normal, perfectly normal cops. They didn't have any kind of cool alternative, future apocalyptic cyberpunk, anything.
But no thing in this world is other than the T suits.
The ghoul doesn't look like a normal guy.
I mean, so you're saying
this doesn't look like a normal guy.
So your point was like you wanted it to be like cyberpunk. So yeah. They're either mutants or they're human, basically. They don't have like cyberpunk people.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
In this world.
Yeah, it's mostly a 60s vibe.
Yeah.
Like,
if anything, it was supposed to be the 50s.
It was before everything got blown up.
Right. It's, I mean, 50s, 60s, yeah.
50s, 60s. All right. Yeah.
So moving on, if you guys don't mind, the vault. Nope. They seem friendly. They're fixing Maximus's shoulder, and then we get to the best part of the episode. The sex talk.
Yeah, I mean, just the only thing I wanted to mention before that was the woman from Shady Sands, Sands survivor. That was kind of interesting.
Yeah, well, not just her, but like multiple
survivors. Yeah.
Yeah. Multiple survivors doing all the surviving and going and taking over the vault. I do appreciate that they're like some of us are natural and some of us are vaulties, and that all the indigenous vaulters are just like, yeah, they have their own cost. They have their own things. We just kind of. We respect their culture.
Very open-minded, yeah.
And then it's just a cult who'd like to get naked.
Why does every cult get naked?
We'll get there, though. But yeah, what did you think of the sex talk? It was pretty fun.
I thought it was great.
Apparently, both of them were, like, stunted.
Yeah.
No.
What?
No, neither, she isn't.
Neither of them know a little bit.
No, she's not stunted. She just has a different view on things.
Yeah, she doesn't care. It's just fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun with your cousin. It's fun with anyone else who wants to do it.
Yeah.
As long as it's not your family.
Right.
Immediate.
It depends on the family.
As long as it's not immediate family.
Let's not get crazy and rule anything out. Yeah.
She's not banging her brother. Just her cousin.
Her cousin's hotter, admittedly.
Mm.
Then Maximus?
No, then her brother. No,
brother.
That's definitely true. Yeah, I don't know. It's just a funny conversation. I guess it might come. It might be. It was. They called back to it later, but
yeah.
And then we'll see if it ends up being super relevant.
Yeah, and it's revealed that they're in a room labeled test subjects, but that seems to be like a red herring because they don't do any tests on them.
Right.
I didn't
get it. Not yet.
I don't know.
I didn't read anything into it.
I don't think it's a red herring. I think there is.
I think it's legit. I mean, you see who their overseer is. I'm pretty sure they probably have done experiments on their people, and that's why they have people with extra appendages.
Presumably, that's like one eye isn't because of the rads. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And then we see that they have the whole 12th. We'll get to it, but like they have that whole floor with their labs and all that stuff.
Right,
so most likely they are doing experiments.
Chris Parnell's on the up and up, I assume. Like he's said he's like a fifth generation vault dweller. And right. I kind of believe him.
So do
trust
I.
Him.
Why would he lie?
Trust him. Trust him.
I cannot trust Chris Parnell.
I think he's definitely going to take a heel turn.
I mean, everyone else has, right?
Yeah.
Like Lucy said, everyone keeps trying to kill her.
And he's too nice from the get-go. It's always the people that are nice to start that turn bad, in my opinion.
What about the ghoul?
That's what I'm saying. He's gonna go from mean to nice.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I wonder if he's just too trusting of the cult is gonna be Parnell's downfall. I don't know. I want to believe
he's
him.
In on it. He's totally in on it.
He's definitely in on it. He makes the announcement not to go to the 12th level. And that's where they get jumped.
In the conversation in the office, he comes off as like a bleeding heart leftist that's like, yeah, immigrants are great. Actually, no, that's not true because he's like, I also hate the immigrants. So, right. Yeah.
Mm. The surface.
I guess he's like a reactionary. You know?
But he seems afraid of 412. Like, I don't know. Like, he's kind of ignorant of it as well.
No.
He's probably like, don't ask, don't tell.
I think he's perfectly aware of it. He just now he's not in control of it, so let it go. Let it go.
Yeah, basically. So yeah, we have a conversation with Cooper and his wife where she says, I can get us in one of the good vaults. And he's like, what does that mean?
Yeah, it's a in the hot tub, right?
That's right.
Right. And then between that and the conversation with the guy at the bar, it comes off to the anti-capitalist views that we discussed at the beginning of this episode about how Vault-Tec has the fiduciary responsibility
to its shareholders
to break up the peace negotiations. And I was telling Zach, and this isn't a very bold prediction, but
bold.
Well, it's not bold. I'm pretty sure that by the end of the season, it's going to be Vault-Tec's fault that the world ended.
Yeah.
They engineered it.
Right.
Yeah. Didn't we think that like the second episode in?
No.
I don't think it was revealed so obviously.
But like, think about it, guys. Vault-Tec, if the world ends, how do they make more money? Like, if money ceases to matter, then, you know, then they're not making money for their shareholders. So they want to keep everyone just scared enough that they keep buying vaults.
Right. That's what I was saying to, I think I was saying to Alana. It's like, they want to keep the threat always kind of there without actually happening.
Right.
Right. They don't want the world to actually end, but they want to keep it. They want to keep it at 11 o'clock.
But, I mean, also, it's a little bit silly that they're like, Vault-Tec is kind of like Vought, where it owns like half the world. But the idea that is, you know, I think all the non-Vault companies are going to stop making money if the world ends. Call me crazy. I don't know.
Yeah.
It is very Vault-like. They are basically a pharmaceutical company. They're giving you solutions to your pains and your worries.
Like I think it would have been Radaway.
It would have been Radaway, Vault for security.
Might have been a little bit better if Vault-Tec wasn't like the biggest, most powerful company ever.
Well, they don't start that way. They found their niche and then they become that, right? Right. Much like Amazon, like they figured out how to be profitable.
Yeah,
Amazon starts selling vaults.
Yeah.
I mean, they sell those tiny homes, right?
Do they?
Yeah,
was that
I think
them as well.
You can buy them online from Amazon.
Yeah, you can. Jay's right.
You can buy a car.
Really?
Yeah.
I gotta say that out. Anywho.
No, don't.
Anyway, I hope it is not revealed that Vault-Tec caused World War III, because that would be, in my opinion, kind of stupid.
I think it's actually accurate and good.
Vault-Tec doing something dumb causes World War III, like something inadvertent.
I mean, fit the dark humor of the show.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's just by accident, for profit, they fuck things up. But it is like a completely new to the Fallout storyline, I guess, right? Like, did Todd Howard approve this? I don't know.
I'm so bad at this game.
Me too. All right, so then they have a marital dispute. They argue. And Cooper says, what about my freedom? What if I want to wear green? Do I have to wear the blue ones?
What if I don't want
to
wear the vault suit?
Yeah. What if blue is not your color?
He looks good in blue.
Is this the part where she's like, I'm trying to get us into one of the good ones?
Yes, yeah.
Such a good line.
Not the good one. She says, I wrote it down. She says, a special vault for management, which oversees all the other vaults.
No, she does say at some point, I'm trying to get us into one of the good ones.
That was early.
That's in the, yeah, that's
whatever.
In the.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, he's like, we could just buy a place in the vault. And she said, no, a good one or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. That was exactly the setup.
He's like,
it.
WTF.
Yeah,
and that goes back to the thing about how Vault 31, all the overseers come from there, because they're like the special one. They're like the ruling class, and all the rest of us just have to bow down to them.
Mm. But guys, this was making me wonder why, in the first episode, they said that Cooper is a pinko. It's like, do you think his politics changed?
Well, that he goes to the meeting at the end of the episode.
Oh, you think that's what that would?
And he meets Moldaver. But yeah, he joins. Yeah, he goes Moldaver. Yeah, he goes to the meeting to realize that Vault-Tec is taking away his freedoms, and it's all for the good of mankind. You should rebel. Socialism.
Yeah. The people reclaim it.
Right off the top. So anyway, okay. So yeah, this is a conversation we talked about this already with Chris Parnell, where he's like, I don't, you know, people call them surfies, but I think they're okay.
Yeah. Other people, not me, hate the surfies. Yep. Hate the people from the surface. Not me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very heavy handed commentary about like immigration.
Yeah.
I did think it was Subtle amusing scheme. That the commercial is in Vault 4. So this is why I say that they are doing labs and experiments. It's because the commercial that he's doing, his little prop piece, is in lab. It's in Vault 4, and that's the lab that they end up being in.
That our heroes are at.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Oh, I did God. Not
notice that. But yeah.
Blew it.
No.
So it's definitely a management vault. Sounds interesting.
Well, I think it's the scientific experimental vault.
Yeah. That's true. One of them. But yeah. Okay, so Maximus gets caught stealing a fusion core for his armor, but they're all like cool with it.
And then they're not cool with it. They don't let him take the fusion core, but they say, okay, why don't we show you why don't we give you a taste of the good life? So you won't want to steal the fusion core.
Right.
He doesn't. It works great.
Yeah.
They give you a bottle of bubbly. Have you all had caviar before? And do you like it?
It's super salty.
I have not had it.
It's good. I mean, if I've had...
Of course Rob has.
I mean, of course.
San
Diego Comic Con. Character I've built, yeah. That, super elitist. But, yeah, I mean, if I was eating radiated food all my life, I think caviar would taste okay.
I mean, it totally makes sense that Maximus doesn't even know what it is.
Yeah, no, of course. Where would they even get it? I guess don't worry about that.
He doesn't really know what sex is, so yeah, caviar seems lower tier in that.
He gets the idea.
He knows.
Sometimes it explodes.
Get it up and
it explodes.
But need. Not him.
Other people.
Not him. I know it's bad when it does.
Not our other boy.
People, not him. Definitely not him.
You mean use my cock? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we learn a little bit about the history of the NCR, and there's the reveal with the flag. Now, I meant to look up whether this music is from the games. I assume that it is. But, like, the heroic music that plays.
In which
heroic music?
With the NCR, where she looks at the New California Republic flag.
That's exactly what TLA is.
That's what it's called. I also like, they call it the bear in New Vegas. They're like, you know, if you don't do this, you're not just pissing on me, you're pissing on the bear. I thought that was funny.
That TV, the TV show?
Huh?
Never mind.
No,
the bear,
not the TV show.
The hit.
Ha ha ha.
The California bear.
What up, bump, bump.
Comedy.
Double-headed bear.
The two-headed bear. Yeah.
How about going the right way?
Is this the controversial moment where they're like, this goes against New Vegas lore? Is that right? Like, I have no idea.
Controversy.
What do you mean?
I didn't read too much into it because I didn't want to spoil myself, but I heard there was like, they're like, this show negates what's in New Vegas, and therefore, the show's shit, and like Todd Howard had to respond and be like, well, technically this and that, so it still matches the lore.
Okay, well, so certainly in New Vegas, New California Republic is alive, hasn't been nuked, so that's the major difference. Yeah.
Oh yeah, we look at she looks on the timeline. There's like a timeline on the board.
Yep.
That's probably what
I think that's
about.
Some of the controversy. Yeah.
Because
it didn't line up with.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Ah, I blew it.
War and then another war and then Shady Sands is rebuilt and then it gets destroyed again.
So guys,
war never changes.
Can I do a explanation about what happens in New Vegas?
Yes, please.
Okay, no, it's actually kind of interesting.
Need to play Dominion. I can't.
No, this is kind of interesting. Okay, so they set up a good moral dilemma in New Vegas. Okay, because you have access to a chip that gives you control of an army of robots.
Okay, ooh.
Right. But then there's three. Well, there's actually four factions that you can side with. So one of them is the New California Republic, which are nice and good, like legitimately good, but they're very weak. They don't have enough military power to like guard its territory. So its territory is full of like raiders and criminals and stuff like that.
Sounds like they can use an army of robots.
Sure. But, you know, they also have like internal corruption and internal problems. Second is Caesar's Legion, which are totalitarian. You might call them fascists. They crucify people for committing crimes, but they also bring the peace.
Wherever the ruckus?
Yeah, there's no raiders. Everyone follows the law or else. So then there's Mr. House, who's the head of New Vegas, who wants New Vegas to be independent and not take a side. And then you can just kill Mr. House and run New Vegas yourself.
Ooh.
If you want. But the problem is all of the choices you have good and bad. So there's no like actual right answer.
It's just like life.
Because if you run New Vegas yourself, New Vegas can't like stay independent forever. Even an army of robots can't fight, you know, these guys by themselves.
Can't fight the noise.
Yeah, exactly. So it's interesting. We can move on. Okay.
That's nice. Why New Vegas is the best one, even though I haven't played it.
It is the best one. I think most people agree. Yeah. I thought it was great. I recommend it. You can get it for like $3 now.
This level is the worst.
Totally. I like in this episode how the Maximus and Lucy slowly switch sides about the vault.
Yeah, that was funny. Not to jump ahead, but that was funny. Then she was like, you were right about this place. He says, no, you were right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so the ghoul is captured and he's brought to Boss Hog.
Yeah. And there's no threat because you know he's immune to bullets.
Yeah, and then they take the bonds off like Moe's.
And he easily escapes and kills everybody.
He sews his finger, Lucy's finger on, and it works with his hand.
I thought it was his finger.
No, it was his finger.
Nah. I would have used Lucy's finger. It's more.
I don't think so, dude.
Lucy's finger is not that mutiny.
What happened to Lucy? Lucy's finger is just gone.
I think it's just gone.
Yeah. She got it back on, didn't she?
No, she got a new finger.
That was an extra finger from the drawer.
Oh, that was an extra. Oh, that's right. That's right.
Was anyone looking at her hand to see if they maintained?
Yeah, it was black, gross looking.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a different color.
Nice. Oh, come on. That was a perfect shot.
He does a pretty good job of sewing, too. I was quite impressed.
He's probably had to do 200 years of practice.
Yeah, he's probably done it before.
He's got all sorts of skills.
I like that he had to, that they had him sew it on before he started shooting, since that's his trigger finger.
Makes sense. I keep hitting it out of bounds. Okay, so there's two meetings, and we have the best part, which is the cult.
That's the best part?
Well, certainly the most memorable part.
The Guru's best part was reaction. The
he just likes seeing naked people.
Yeah, Guru was like, her reaction to this part was very funny.
They weren't full on naked, they were just topless.
Yeah, I thought they were going to keep going.
I mean, yeah, it's not a real cult if you don't.
Yeah, I wrote down. So we right before that, the ghoul says she looks different than the last time I saw her, and I thought maybe Moldaver was his wife, just like recasted to look older. But then she's not.
What is kind of like? Why does Moldaver look pretty freaking good, and the ghoul looks, you know, like shit?
If she's still alive 200 years later,
yeah.
I mean,
maybe she went through a time portal.
No, well, we can speculate. They've got cryo freeze. People,
they got cryo fees, they got the ghoul medicine to keep you alive.
You have to be a ghoul for that medicine to work on you,
right?
We don't know.
Okay, you're right, we don't know. So we learn that the ritual they worship the flame mother, which, in case you weren't paying attention during the ghoul's conversation with Boss Hog, is the nickname for a Moldaver. And they get the big giant portrait out. Nice shot, Rob.
Wow,
what a beast. Yeah.
Lucky. Just in case you weren't paying attention. And they're all about like restoring Shady Sands. Like, we love Shady Sands so much.
Well, they wear Shady Sands in remembrance so that they can bring back the glory of Shady Sands in remembrance.
Hmm.
I like her face when she realizes, like, oh, this is dead people on my face now.
Yeah.
The ashes of those have died.
Do you think it's actual ashes of, is it just like miscellaneous ash?
You know, it's like,
I think it's actually them. Sure. Like, I was wondering how they buried people in a vault. I guess we have our answer.
There you go. Yeah.
She's so open-minded about it too. She's just like, all right, I'll put this ash. And that like, that's what stopped her. Like, she was like okay with the nudity because I guess that's very on brand with her. But
yeah,
the ash that freaked her out.
She wasn't that okay with it because she didn't get naked herself.
Well, she started to.
No, she like she was like this jumpsuit a little bit to be like, here's a little, you know, I'm with you in spirit, but
she's like, they don't pay me enough for this show.
Yeah, when I signed on, you know, we're halfway through the show. They never say anything about nudity, so I'm not doing it. Yeah. So we talked about the convo. That was funny. He was like, "You're right. Maximus has been bribed by the capitalists."
I like how happy he is with the water fountain, with the sink. He's like, "Water," and he just like starts chugging water.
Yeah, and you can definitely understand why. If you were Maximus, I would want to stay too.
Hell yeah,
go. The Brotherhood's trying to kill me.
You know, I got a badass bathrobe, slippers, crackers.
Yeah. all the sugar bombs you can ask for.
That's right.
Yeah, what's not to like? But yeah, so Lucy goes into Vault 12 without even a weapon. And this did feel very much like a game, which I appreciate. We saw, was it a gulper in the vault? Did you guys see this?
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, it looked like an extra large gulper too.
I kind of wish it wasn't there because now it's just like, okay, are they behind absolutely everything in this world? You know, it made the world seem smaller.
Yeah, well, you said that about the Moldaver thing too, right?
Yeah, right. It's like you know, everybody knows everybody kind of thing.
Yeah, and then we get the birthing video of a woman giving birth to like little piranha kids.
That then eat her.
That was really screwed up, man. That was gross. Yeah. Yeah, she's on level 12, looking around. There's the cryo tubes.
Yep, and then the alarm
goes
off.
Do you think all those cryo people have good old pariah babies in them?
No.
Are you sure?
I mean,
some of them might have Chris Parnell in them.
This one, the one tube that she looks at, definitely has a cryo baby in it.
I think they're all the pregnant people. I think, but the question was the baby. I think it does just because the safety weapon that they have is a harpoon.
Good. Yeah.
There's no water for them to swim in.
Yeah,
doesn't matter.
But I like the way I looked at it. I felt like they were trying to hybridize, and so like if they do it right, maybe the babies will be
babies.
amphibious or aqua preferential.
Yeah, something aquatic related.
Amphibious,
yeah,
not just amphibious. I think aqua preferential, like their daddy.
What?
Oh boy.
Yeah. If you like boobs, this is the episode for you. There's tons of them. Male and female.
Yeah. Maybe that's why gulpers have the fingers in their mouth from the labs.
No, they fuck.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. I saw that
this
a lot.
This one group developed everything. Like, yeah.
It's just like the boys. Plain. These are all made by Amazon.
Yeah, Vought.
Yeah, it's starting to become very much that
feel.
If you
change most of the letters in Vought, you get Vault.
Oh my god.
Whoa.
Mind blown.
And Lucy at the end gets taken.
Yep. How many times is she going to get captured in this series? Yeah. Twice?
She's
our PC.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Maximus gets what they call the button, the final joke at the end, which just shows him eating, watching TV. This is great.
Yeah, he's living his best life. If there's more to life, you know, I don't know what it is.
Right.
It did make me want to eat popcorn. Actually, now I want popcorn right now. now that I'm thinking
about it. Do it, Jay. You're not.
He looks so happy.
You're not. You work for the Brotherhood. You can make yourself popcorn anytime you want.
That's true.
Thanks to capitalism.
They're cooking a lot of different things. Like, I have a giant around for hundreds of years. Like, where are they getting all these ingredients? Like, I don't know. It's just like,
well, we know that the other vault is growing crops.
It was like it had like potatoes that are like, you have potatoes, we have the other.
Yeah, everyone was growing something different. Maybe Vault 33 was, or 32 was corn.
But they have this variety of food. I don't know. It's crazy.
They probably have some kind of replicator.
No, I think it's the other vault.
But it seems like there's always three connected to each other, but I don't know.
I don't think it... No, I think it's all individualized. Not. I mean, we don't see four being connected to anybody.
Well, we don't see it. They might be. But
I feel like they would probably talk about it, if anything. Right?
I guess in the video games, they were never connected that I recall.
Now, in the video games, they're definitely not connected.
Most of the time.
Video games.
Yeah.
There were only a few that were semi-connected. But for the most part, every vault was in a completely different area to take advantage of whatever that they were doing.
Yep. All right. Time for questions of the day. It was a good episode. I enjoyed it, but let's move this along.
Hit the ball out of bounds. All right. Our questions of the day come to us this week from R2. So don't get mad at me for them being politically incorrect, potentially.
Ah, shit.
Question number one. What is the hardest part about being a woman?
Well, we did ask what's the hardest part of being a man last week.
That's right.
Well, Alana had a sarcastic answer, so I'm going to have a sarcastic answer too, which is not getting drunk from all the free drinks men buy you at the bar.
That's, like, not what happens. Why don't you ask your girlfriend?
She can answer for herself.
Yeah.
I mean, why you ask her if she gets a lot of free drinks at the bar?
Well,
can't we mansplain this?
What are you trying to say, Alana?
I'm saying it doesn't happen to a lot of women, okay? Myself included. It's happened to me once, and it was super awkward. I was like, please do not. I would like to pay for this.
R2 says they have never gotten any. Have I got more free drinks than all of you? I'm pretty sure I have.
The bartenders love you.
From women?
What?
No, from bartenders. I've never had a woman bar. No, I take that back. Maybe I have.
All right, maybe now once. Going off.
R2, I'll buy you some free drinks at the bar if you want.
The bartenders.
It's not free if it's from you.
You want one from me?
It's not free if it's from you.
Pretty messed up, dude.
Someone's got to pay.
Nothing's free. There's this thing as a free lunch.
Yeah.
R2 says, except for... at work happy hours? Question mark.
That doesn't count either.
I would say periods. That's the hardest part about being a woman.
Somebody had
the hardest part is this podcast right this second.
Wait, Matt, do you want to call on Naomi and ask?
Sure. Yeah, I'll see if she wants to get on.
My real answer is shaving your legs because that seems really annoying.
No, I would much rather shave my legs than have periods.
I didn't want to take yours.
Yeah, that's fair.
Single child rule in China.
Oh, gosh.
How about abortion laws?
This may be the best question of the day we've ever had.
R2 says they like your answer a lot.
Thank you, Guru.
Alana, you know that there are a lot of women that are opposed to abortion laws, right?
Those women are wrong.
Okay, but that's not what they would say.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I was going to say period, but Matt stole my thunder. I would say also like clothing and accessories. Like, I just
think
like
pink rule.
They have to like buy... like, you know, new outfits all the time, new accessories. Like, guys are just like, you wear like five outfits for the rest of your life. I don't know. At least maybe I do.
Welcome to Gender Stereotypes Podcast.
You don't have to. Like, no one's making us
buy new clothes. Women be shopping.
Oh, man.
I'm saying, like, it's society's expecting them to. So they do. Guys, they just like, they get a one-piece suit or two-piece suit or whatever.
Archie says, having to look pretty all the time.
That sounds right.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's expensive. And then, like, you know, they get paid a little bit less, so it's like...
Pink tax!
Naomi, the question of the day today is, what is the hardest part about being a woman? We already said periods.
Is it a bunch
of things? Is that why you asked me to join the podcast right now?
I did not ask you to join.
Just neglecting Naomi too now.
Yeah.
So I did. So I just downloaded last week's episode. I haven't listened to it yet, but I did see that last week you talked about the hardest part about being a man. Is that right?
Yeah. Do you have any answer for us, Naomi, about that?
Perhaps.
Can I?
You can answer both.
Yeah.
So wait. Are you guys answering this question, or is it just something
we already did?
Well, Alana felt the need to answer the man question, so we felt like it was open.
Answer it, or did I make fun of it?
I'll
find out when I listen to last week's episode, I suppose.
Yeah.
The hardest part about being a woman.
Yeah.
Ooh, I had a really good shot.
I mean. Being right all the time?
Struggle.
There it is.
Is that
all women
issue,
like,
or is that a Naomi issue?
Are all women like Cassandra, where they always are right, but no one listens to them until it's too late?
Yes.
Yes, R2. Apologize to Alana for bringing this to our life in our podcast.
What?
R2 says, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Alana.
Alana, what did you say?
I said abortion laws, but I also sort of mean like generic legislation of women's bodies.
Right. Yeah.
Which that's the most notable example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you just say Republicans.
This is the right answer to all our questions.
It's the worst of all our problems.
Like, the thing is, being a woman. Okay, the truth is, being a woman is great, but society sucks. And by that, I mean men. Like,
wow.
Honestly, like, look, I'm saying abortion laws because that's, like, the right answer, but the also answer is that sizing of clothing is really annoying for women.
Yes, yes. Oh, that's a good one, Alana, yeah.
Why are none of your clothes consistent?
Men, so.
When you say, like, that, like, the bearing...
No, like, for men, like, when they're pants, it's like... There's like the
32 is 32
hip, and then like a measurement of their length, and it's like literal inches. Our sizes are like, I guess I'm an 8. Like, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
What about a petite?
Yeah, that's for short
women. Petite and it, for what company? It's a totally different size depending on the company. Right.
Well, and petite means like short, so it has to do with the length, but it's not the a particular length. It's
and
like
not every company makes them. Not every company makes petites.
Right.
Right.
R2 is saying the pockets.
And I think petite is really for like 5'3", but like I'm only 5 feet. And so, it's a struggle.
Eagle. It's a struggle. Okay.
That's a good answer. But again, it comes down to like society and not the actual innate quality of being a woman. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say like being the bearer of children is both a like the best thing and the worst thing?
I mean, it depends.
I mean, it's kind of amazing.
You have to be much more careful during the cock exploding act.
What?
There's context to it. It's okay.
It's a callback.
You have to listen to the full podcast. You have to watch Fallout.
Okay. Yeah. I missed something there. okay,
you could piece it together, I'm sure.
Anyway, but yeah, so like, you have to be careful and.
Oh, nice, Matt.
Worry about things. Thank you. Worry about things that men don't have to worry about. Right?
Like health wise, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, we all have bodies to take care of, right?
Yeah, but men don't do it.
There it is. Yeah.
Wow. All right, should we move on to our next question then?
What is the male equivalent of a pap smear?
Where they put your prostate exam?
You don't have to do that till you're like 50.
Like,
women have to do
it.
Pap smears pretty much like as soon as they turn like 18, even younger.
Yeah. I think I have, yeah, 18 sounds right. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and 50 right, yeah. is pretty much right.
Yeah.
Well, like when you guys go for a physical, like the doctor like touches your balls and stuff, right?
More like grabs.
That's not as invasive as a pap smear. Come on.
It's not, they but it's not like uninvasive.
They don't do it every. They don't do it every time.
Maybe for you.
How often?
I specifically
how often
asked
has the doctor grabbed your balls?
Let's ask Tom Brady's coach at Michigan. Oh God! Oh God!
Let's ask Joe Paterno's ghost.
Oh God.
Anyway, yeah, I don't
do
know.
We move on to our second question of the day?
Are we still up? Is that our first?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was our
you,
first.
Do you guys still need me?
Naomi, Naomi's the pulling the bail button.
You're welcome to join, but they're not.
I was in the middle of an episode of Gallivant, so
you're not going to be Battle of the Sexes.
Okay, I guess I'll do.
No, you don't.
Do one more question, and if it's dumb, I'll get off.
Scheiße.
What is the worst name?
Okay, I'm gone. Okay, have a great time, guys. I'll listen to this next week.
That wasn't my question. It was, what is your least favorite name? And I got a good one. Mine is Spencer.
Wow. There's way worse names than Spencer.
Yeah.
Like what?
Like Bertha.
Okay.
Sorry, all Berthas in the world.
Yeah, well, come on. I'd rather offend the Berthas than the Spencers. Look at Spencer Wildly. That guy could kick your ass.
Who's that?
He played Darth Vader in Rogue One.
Oh.
Stop rolling.
Is he like a stunt double?
Such a shit ball.
Spencer
He's just a very large man.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, but I would say Bertha for women and for men. Oh, something Spencer. Like old-timey.
Adolf.
Benito.
Benito.
What about
I stay with Adolf.
That is
way worse. There are ones that are just like dumb.
You know, it's overrated.
Can't think of any at the moment, though.
Even
like Zach, Rob, Jay.
Come on.
Did you say Steven?
Yeah, like Steven. I'm like, it's like a pretty dorky name.
I don't know. It's fine.
It's very common, Rob. Steven? You're making a lot of enemies.
I know. I'm just saying overrated. I'm thinking like the popular ones. You know, let's start some beef. Come on.
Yeah.
Let's get it's like a rapper beef going. Come on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Overrated common names. Yeah, that's a different question. Can we switch to Dominion?
Yeah, please.
Sure.
I finally win. Damn it.
You did better than Zach.
Well done, Jay.
What's up, Jay?
Finally.
Alana, did you weigh in?
I don't know.
I mean, Donald is pretty bad on multiple levels these days. But even as a name, even before it, you know who, it was still a pretty stupid name.
You know, like Donald Duck?
Yeah. How about Gary?
Gary? Sure.
Gary's pretty bad. Gary's
not great. You know, do you guys ever do that test when you're thinking about naming a child where you're like, introduce the child and you're like, this is my baby Gary? And then if it feels weird, you wouldn't name your baby Gary.
Yeah,
you have to like practice. Is
yeah. The problem is, Alana, if you do that, most names don't sound very good.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Baby Brad sounds cute.
Brad, this is my baby Brad.
Well, you say it like that,
Wow.
Pretty condescending to your own child, but yeah.
Yeah. All right. Did everybody
try to wait for you this time, Matt?
Yeah, I appreciate that. Oh, she said Gary. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Chat says my not so favorite name is Dixon.
Dixon Hill?
Well, it's spelled
as like a first name?
Sure. But it's spelled Dickson. I don't know anyone who's named that.
Yeah, me neither.
But okay.
All right. Are we ready to move on? Jay, did you weigh in?
I don't think, Jay, did you have one? Jay stood up. I'm looking at a stream.
Can't take it anymore.
He's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, he's taking a break.
They said Jay.
He's. I bet he went to get popcorn.
Oh, maybe. Mm.
Anyway, what? Wait. Oh, you're back.
Yeah.
The live stream's a little behind. Jay, do you have a least favorite name?
I said Adolf.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Let's think of that. Okay, good. Good choice.
All right. And question number three, we may have had it before. What do you want from me? If you could only
nothing.
You could only eat one for the rest of your life. Would it be breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
Breakfast.
Dinner.
Breakfast.
Dinner for me. You guys
you
are
can
crazy.
Have breakfast for dinner. Dinner is all of them.
Yeah, I was gonna say breakfast. There's way fewer options.
No,
yeah.
Breakfast is great.
Breakfast, you can have everything. It's brunch.
How dare you?
Well, okay.
How dare you?
I guess, do you also have to factor in the time of day?
Yeah.
What? Why would you have to factor in the time of day?
Because it's like when you're eating.
Well, then otherwise you wouldn't have breakfast for dinner.
I guess that's true.
Anyway, I think that's everything.
Yeah.
So thank you for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week at twitch.tv/MCSlanty and group up with us next week.
Next time. Hey, yo!
One more Fallout. Yep. Goodbye.
Bye.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you, come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay, listen while they play.